Drupal Voices is a series of interviews with people contributing to the Drupal community. Brought to you by the 2011 Do It With Drupal Conference. This year's event takes place October 12th, 13th, and 14th in Brooklyn, New York. Come get practical advice and learn the site-building strategies of Drupal's top developers and hear from experts in emerging technologies such as IPTV and mobile app development. For more information and registration rates, visit doitwithdrupal.com.
Well, I'm Ryan Sarama with Commerce Guys. At Commerce Guys, my full-time job is really just to build and promote Drupal Commerce as, you know, our goal as the number one open source e-commerce platform in the world. So, you know, setting our sights a little modest, you might say. Okay, that's tongue-in-cheek. But what we do is figure out what's the least amount of code that we can write to put the most amount of power in the site builder's hands when they configure their e-commerce website. So Drupal Commerce started about a year ago with this vision to just sort of define products, define orders with line items and customer data, and payment transactions, and just sort of provide a little bit of glue to manage it all together in a basic e-commerce application out of the box. But really, not hard code a lot of the assumptions about how the e-commerce website is supposed to work or what sort of business model the website might follow. And so we just sort of set out about a year ago to really start hammering all this stuff out. And we were on three moving targets. Drupal 7 was still being actively developed, Views was still being actively developed, and Rules was still being actively developed. And so it just taken a long time for us to really get to a solid place where we would feel comfortable rolling a beta and saying, okay, it's time to start building Drupal Commerce websites. But about 2 weeks ago, I spent about 70 hours straight with small breaks for eating and sleeping, finishing up what we have packaged up as the beta release. So Drupal Commerce now has an actual beta. In fact, it has two betas because of a packaging problem with some Git migration. It has two betas that really provide a stable starting point for e-commerce on Drupal 7. And you know, what you get out of the box is, of course, your product entity, the ability to make dynamic product displays with, you know, updating images and prices as you select attributes, and a fully customizable shopping cart system based on views. You know, even the shopping cart form is a view. We've done a little bit of wizardry behind the scenes to make that happen. And then a drag and drop sort of checkout form as well. So all the front end stuff is nice and magic, and all the back end stuff, all the back end logic and order workflow stuff is working through the rules engine to be totally configurable. So your discounts, your taxes, your anonymous checkout settings, all that stuff is managed through rules. So it can be turned off or used at will. So, yeah.
So what were some of the top things that you would run into problems with Drupal 6 and UberCart that weren't really feasible or easy, but that are easier or are much more feasible now in Drupal 7 and Drupal Commerce?
Yeah, good question. We actually had much rejoicing whenever we announced that Drupal Commerce now fully supports VAT. So with Commerce Guys having a team over in Paris doing a lot of European sites, we could use the UCVAT module that UberCart had, but it still never really worked with our views. It never really worked with our coupons and discount stuff. It just never really got VAT as a whole. UberCart didn't. And part of that was just the way that UberCart was calculating taxes, the places that UberCart allowed you to plug into the display of prices and stuff. It just wasn't really flexible enough. And so with Drupal Commerce, it's as simple as defining a VAT tax rate and then deciding whether or not you want to input prices, including VAT already, or just tack it on at the end. And it all just works. So got a bro fist from Morton across the pond there. Other things are like different checkout workflows, so single page versus multi-page. Now with the checkout form builder, you can have it totally optional. You can define any number of additional pages via a module, or you can just trim it down to just one simple checkout form if you want. You can have a cartless system, so the cart module is totally optional. So if you want to do invoicing, for example, and then send somebody straight to the checkout form to submit payment, that's totally doable. And then you know, another biggie was conditional payment methods, conditional shipping availability. Because payment wasn't configurable at all, either all your payment methods were available or they weren't, now that's being enabled through rules. Shipping is being enabled through rules, so you can add conditions to, you know, when a service should be available based on your country, the order total, and everything else. Oh, and just discounts in general. You had a couple of options on Drupal 6 for discounts, and neither one of them, I guess they both broke in different places, so you kind of had to choose the lesser of two evils for your use case. But it's all baked into the core now. with product prices being calculated through rules, and it works along the same system as tax calculation does, so you can order that stuff to make sure tax gets calculated at the right place and different rules are applied for discounting the price appropriately. So it's really cool. I'm really excited about it, obviously.
And so there, in the UberCart realm in 6.x, there's a lot of like contributed UberCart modules. I don't know if like the recurring payment may have been one you see recurring, but yeah. What's sort of like the things that would be the equivalent of the contrib for Drupal Commerce for the same type of thing that's not coming with the Drupal 7 Drupal Commerce, but would sort of need to be more in the supplementary contrib land?
Yeah, so I've been sort of maintaining this distinction between core modules and essential non-core modules. So stuff that obviously we're not baking into the core package because it's not a core system or component. But that if you want to be able to build Drupal as a mature e-commerce solution, you need to have. So you need to have coupons, you need to have shipping, you need to have support for PayPal, Google, and everybody else's payment service. And so I sort of got on early with the payment modules myself. So I'm maintaining ones for Authorize.net, CyberSource, and PayPal. And I really did that so that you'd have sort of a proof of concept for other people to start writing their own payment integrations. So we do have about 14 modules that are either complete or in progress for payment. And I'm keeping an FAQ on drupalcommerce.org/FAQ, where I have a question that answers what are all the currently available payment methods. So there are different ones for South America, for the US, and for Europe, and hopefully more in the works. Additionally, I mentioned shipping. There's a commerce shipping module that I'm helping maintain with a guy in Denmark. And what it does is let you enable shipping services on the checkout form, much like you would your payment method. So you're using rules to determine that a particular service is available. It'll get added as a new line item type to the order, a new shipping line item. You know, it'll get included in the order total and, you know, passed on to payments and everything. You know, the other contribs are just sort of adding small features to checkout. You know, I have one that lets you log in on the checkout form. Another one that lets you do the sort of terms of service thing on the checkout form. Those aren't that major. I would like to see, you know, that haven't been developed yet, a coupon module that sort of allows for the creation and use of coupon codes on the checkout form through the core discount system. I'd also like to see some stuff that simplifies the user interface of rules. Rules comes with the UI, and I'd say it's probably as simple as it can be for how complex rules is. But when you have a targeted use case like, you know, just basic discounts, 10% for this user role, it's a little much to ask a casual site builder to be able to use the rules interface to build that. But I see a lot of room for modules that just sort of allow for very simple data entry and then transform those into default rules for discounts or for taxes, perhaps. What else is going on in Contrib right now? You know, there's just feature type stuff, so I'll leave it at that.
Okay. What is the Commerce Guys' business model around the Drupal Commerce? Is it mostly to do like custom implementations on big sites, or, you know, to do hosted solutions, or do like checkout monitoring services, or what type of things do you have on your docket for other types of services that you're going to be providing?
So yeah, I guess since I'm working on this full time, we do hope to make some money on it. We have to recover that investment somehow. Thus far, it has just been on professional services. We've deployed a couple of large sites in Europe. We have two rolling out on Drupal Commerce itself this month and next month here in the US. But that's sort of where we've come from. And so where we'd like to go is actually building products and sort of software as a service products around Drupal Commerce that we can use to generate some recurring commerce revenue. We're still laying the plans. We're still laying the groundwork for that. With the hiring of Randy Fay last year, I guess he just started in January, when bringing him on board was really a key part of our strategy to move to developing and marketing products based around Drupal Commerce. Nothing that we can really show right now, nothing that we can really talk about or whatever, but, you know, plans are moving. So hopefully by DrupalCon London it'll be a little more clear. I am also developing distributions based on Drupal Commerce. So right now there's a Commerce Kickstart distribution that just sort of installs all the core components and does a little bit of extra product page configuration. And then we hope to be able to develop distributions for particular market segments, either based on like types of products sold or business model, and then see what, you know, what actual business model might develop for us out of that. I'm really not sure where to expect that to go. So.
Cool. And what have some of the feedback or things that people have been really asking for here at DrupalCon? I imagine there's been a lot of excitement and a lot of questions, but what's sort of like the buzz around the Drupal Commerce that you've been hearing? But
Well, since we hit beta, you know, I'm getting a lot more like, hey, we're actually testing it now. I think a lot of people were scared off by the alpha, and rightly so. We weren't maintaining database upgrade paths and stuff between versions. But now that we actually have solid APIs, we have a stable database schema, stable modules, people are just really excited to start using it, start fleshing out some of that contrib stuff. I think the biggest blocker right now for people will be the ecosystem of contributed modules. But one of the things that we're trying to do to help alleviate that at Commerce Guys is, of course, you know, maintain our non-core essential modules that we're trying to spearhead the development of. But also we're working with partner companies in the US and in Europe to be able to direct people to you know, other integrators that might be able to write some of those modules for them and provide other support for them. So it's really, I guess, the buzz has been about, you know, when's the contrib space going to be ready? What can we do to help make it happen? What can you do to help us, you know, make it happen? And so we're just working with partners in the U.S. and in Europe, and then just a host of contributors that I've been hanging out with in IRC for the last, like, 6 months nonstop. So really just trying to make sure people know that it's stable, it's ready to use, and that come Drupal 7, this is what they want to start standardizing their site building on. So
what about the upgrade path for people that are already on, like, Drupal 6 and Ubercart? How do people kind of, like, migrate their data? Is there, like, a clear upgrade path to get onto Drupal Commerce and Drupal 7?
Yeah, so what we have is very much in development because, of course, we've had a moving target on our end. You know, what's our database schema going to settle at? And we've had a little bit of a moving target on the Ubercart end. We didn't know what they were doing with their 7 stuff and, you know, how exactly that was going to pan out. So the solution that's in place right now is through the feeds module using a commerce feeds integration. It can actually pull in from an external data source product data and then create product display nodes out of that data. I don't know exactly how it's tying into Ubercart at present, but if you can turn your Ubercart catalog into a CSV, you can then easily pull it in through commerce feeds to migrate that data over. So that still doesn't solve the question of, you know, orders, customer data, line items, and all that stuff. So it's a bit of a work in progress, but I am keeping another FAQ page. So at drupalcommerce.org/FAQ, where people that are interested in doing so can follow along. And it's been a stated goal of the project all along that, you know, this is, you know, in our mind, the logical successor of Ubercart. So it needs to have an upgrade path. It needs to have some way to migrate from one to the next. And so it's looking like it's going to be from a D6 Ubercart to a Drupal Commerce on D7. And the only hiccup that we're going to have to work on is really going to be the difference in the attribute architecture, which, if anybody's interested in that, they can catch the video from DrupalCon and sort of see a little bit of the explanation and why it might be a trouble spot. But I think it's totally a solvable problem. So I'm pretty optimistic we'll have something. I can't promise that it's going to be this or that solution, migrate module, feeds module, whatever, but I'll be sure that everybody knows how to do it. So.
Cool. One question that sort of comes up with using rules is, like, all these conditional statements, and I've heard that rules is kind of like a meta programming language for, you know, non-programmers to kind of, like, click and create all these different sort of if this, then do this, and, you know, just talk a bit about, like, how you're actually implementing the rules integration into Drupal Commerce.
Yeah, sure. It's been a really huge part of what we've been able to accomplish with as little code as we've had to write. Because we're using rules on the front end to handle product price calculations, product display issues and the like, tax calculation, and then of course parts of the checkout process are automated via rules, whether it's updating the order status upon completion or creating a new user account for anonymous checkout scenarios. Rules can actually create the user, save it, get the UID, send them an email about their new account, and then update the order object to reference this new user. So it's pretty powerful, and, you know, that example right there shows how we were able to move some hard-coded logic from the Ubercart checkout process into rules, so now it can be totally customized, turned off, or whatever. We're also using rules to manage payment method availability, to manage shipping service availability, just other stuff regarding, you know, automated order workflow stuff. Granting license to download files is another example. That's a contrib I forgot to mention, but, you know, at Commerce Guys, we have a file download solution available for an ebook/audiobook website we're rolling out in the next month. And it's going to work through rules to actually grant license to download a file attached to a product via Drupal's private file access system. So managing stuff like that, role promotions totally managed through rules. And I was just talking with Fago earlier about him managing user points, grants, and awards through rules as well. So really, like, it's just like this powerful engine, this conditional engine that drives everything. So between that and views, you know, we've saved ourselves a ton of code, and it's just been a lot of fun to work with.
Cool. And is there anything else that's left unsaid or that you're particularly excited about?
I really love going to Paris. that's been a nice side effect of the Commerce Guys merger thing. But yeah, well, I really don't know. I'm really just waiting to see what happens in the next few months with our product development, to see how we can, you know, merge that with the distributions. And really, I'm just interested to see where the distribution space goes in general, especially with the news around Development Seed and Phase 2 and Acquia's stuff and everything. I'm really just kind of curious to see where it goes and how Drupal Commerce can really empower Drupal 7 e-commerce distributions of all shapes and sizes. So that's pretty motivating for me. And then I'm also just interested to see how the RDF work plays out. We had a guy in Serbia actually write a full RDF integration. So I'm really curious to see what sort of doors that opens up for us. So my problem with, you know, the stagnating Ubercart development was I really am more excited about innovation than I am about keeping up with the Joneses. And we never really moved it beyond just another cart system. And I feel like with Drupal Commerce, we actually have this really robust e-commerce framework that can now be used to build any kind of e-commerce website. And we're actually seeing adoption with new web technologies. And, you know, we're interested to see where this can go with services. I heard today about somebody that's already written services integration for commerce entities and components. So there's a lot of stuff going on in what I would consider the more the innovation realm than the keeping up with the Magentos and OS Commerces and stuff like that. So I think overall, Drupal really will be the most powerful open source e-commerce platform. So it's just cool to see that happen.
Okay, well, great. Thanks.
Yep, thanks, Kent.